We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Patrick Ryan in for Mark Ryan. Offsides, ESPN Upstate. 844-477-3776, 844-477-ESPN. That's two-way sports talk hotline. On Twitter at PCreighton1, my man Tim Holcomb, big time Timmy H at the Master Controls on Twitter at THulk18. And Tim, are you a guy who is kind of pure when it comes to your sports? Do you not like impurities added to the game? And I'm not talking about the incessant rule changes that certain leagues are trying to throw in, but more along the lines of, say, advertisements on uniforms. Not that all your sports are suddenly going to look like NASCAR, but, you know, in the NBA, you see teams, they got the little advertising patch they have on their jerseys. Would you be upset if there was more than one patch?
No, not really. I mean, it's a way of advertisement. It's a way to get a company's, I don't know, what the word out there. And, I mean, I've never really been one to care a whole bunch about a uniform. You know, if it's a good uniform, I like it. But I don't really pay a whole bunch of attention because it's like watching, say, a soccer game. It's like, all right, this team's red, this team's blue. I don't pay attention to it a whole lot, and I don't really care. If someone puts advertisement on, if they decide to do that, then that's what they decide to do, and then good for them, you know? That's just what
I pay on. How would you feel about advertising from companies that catered specifically to men?
Specifically to men?
Specifically to men.
I'm not
talking about like a low tea place. I'm not talking about that. I mean a company that catered to men that provided online content.
I think I know where you're going with this, but really, kind of. I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm
not talking about changing the name of, you know, the arena or the stadium to Bang Bros, you know,
right?
Arena, but apparently, with the NBA returning, and of course at Disney World, which is supposed to be like the happiest, fan-friendly, family-friendly place in the world. You know, teams are looking for different ways to generate income. And a company has made an offer to create free experiences for players, coaches, etc. So the company is called Cams.com, which I'll be honest with you, I never heard of them before. But Cams.com, which bills itself as a leading adult entertainment webcam company, wants to give all participants in NBA Orlando comped VIP membership to its site. So players, coaches, they had a special email sign up. They verify the identity. They get a free VIP membership. It gives them access to the whole roster of, quote, models. And if you ever need a little companionship or maybe some extra motivation, maybe you need to get the blood going, just log in with your VIP credentials and you have all these models at your disposal. You can go to the private chat, private video, private text, do all this, quote, fun stuff. Because, you know, part of that 113-page health and safety memo issued by the NBA to the NBPA is no guests until after the first round of the playoffs. So if you don't make it, if you make it past the first round of the playoffs, you're going to be allowed to have guests. You're allowed to have one extra hotel room per player on the team for guests in Disney. I'm really upset that Tristan Thompson Kardashian is not actually playing, because we know those rooms would be fire. But for if you're an NBA player, do you need a VIP pass to a website, or are you like, man, I'm rich enough, I could buy whatever the hell subscription I want? Because I feel like if I'm making minimum $800,000, I could probably afford the $50 a month or whatever it would be to get. That being said, Tim, let's say you're an NBA player and you don't really know anything about cams.com, but you can log in and get all the free you want. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, sure, why not?
You're struggling with this. You struggle with this.
I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent about it. Why not? I would.
I mean, I'm thinking, hey, you know what? I got my VIP membership. I could probably keep all of this in like a private conversation in one of those private rooms and not have it explode all over the gram. So maybe I could find new talent, I mean companionship, via this particular portal. Instead of just doing a show, maybe I could make one of these models come down and be the companion in my extra room for a week or two, and maybe I can get her to bring a couple of friends, and they'll all stay in the room. Sounds like the kind of thing an NBA player would do, right? Did you see, because I mentioned Tristan Thompson Kardashian, did you see the latest rumors that supposedly they have reconciled yet again? If that doesn't say, all right, the Rona is preventing me from going out and whoring all that I can, so I'm going to stay here with pain in the neck, Courtney. Or Chloe. Yeah, the tall one that doesn't look like the others. If you're staying with Chloe for the time being, your options got to be really limited. If you had to choose between being with Chloe, not getting any kind of financial compensation, but being with Chloe or having the VIP pass to cams.com, is that a tough decision? Would you have trouble making that decision? Because I'm not going to lie, I'd probably have trouble making that decision. I don't know, man. Chloe is definitely not the looker of the family. Maybe I'd take my chances with cams.com. Oh, I did like, there was another adult entertainment company. Did you see this? Cam Soda wanted to become the new sponsor at UCLA. That Under Armour is bailing on their agreement, so they were going to try to step up and do it. How would you feel if your favorite university had a basically an apparel deal where instead of with Under Armour or Nike, they had it with a adult entertainment site? So they could get the uniforms from wherever, right? You pick whatever company you want to make them. They'll have them made there, but then they'll have the logo of the adult entertainment site on their jersey. Are you more of a Clemson guy, a South Carolina guy, or a different university?
I'm more of a Clemson guy. I've always been a Clemson guy.
Because this would be hilarious to go at Mark about Florida, because you know mm-hmm. Florida guy, you know about Mark and Florida. If we push this to him, because Mark is very saintly when it comes to everything adult entertainment. He doesn't go down those roads. If Clemson were to have an adult entertainment site patch on their jersey, but they were getting, I don't know, $300 million or whatnot, you good?
I don't think that would go over very well, Clemson, especially with Dabo. He's a born-again Christian, and I don't think that would go very well over there in Clemson to have that. So I don't think that would fly down there.
So instead of paying Dabo $10 million, you pay him $20 million. He good?
I still don't know if he'd do it, though. I still don't think Dabo would do it. If he did, I'd be surprised.
Come on, Dabo. What's the magic number here? You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's weird how, you know, obviously COVID-19 has affected our economy and so many different businesses in different ways. And there is no business that's immune from the effects of it. But if, you know, when you're seeing like Under Armour bailing on contracts for as hard as they worked to get into a lot of these places, and now they're bailing on them. Money's money, right? Does it matter how you get it? You didn't break a law. You know, if you got to go hit the confessional once a week extra now than before. See, I think, like, if they're going to do it, like, you imagine, hey, you have this, like, the company that was going for UCLA was called Cam Soda. Another company I never heard of, but apparently is popular. If there was like a Clemson discount, do you think the fans would be cool with it? Hey, there's a Clemson discount to this adult entertainment site because they sponsor Clemson. So if I just put in, hey, yeah, Clemson discount, I'm in for half price. Would the fan reaction be overwhelmingly positive?
I'd say it'd be right about down the middle, to be honest with you, because this is a very conservative area. Now, with that said, there's still people that absolutely would support that and be fine with that. But but this area's got plenty of people that probably would not be down with that.
Is there a way to spin this to, look, sinners are spending this money, but what we're going to do is we're going to take that sinner money and we're going to apply it to our good, wholesome kids here at our university, and it's going to support them. So we're going to take that evilly interned money and put it to good. Can I put on one of them crazy preacher outfits and stand in front of something, hold a little fire and brimstone in my hand, yell and scream and get my face all beet red and convince anybody of that? I think I would like to actually try, just to see what would happen.
You could try.
I think I could do the face turning red part. I could definitely do that part. Man, we're going to see more and more of these wacky type of offers because of everything. I get a kick out of these things. I think they're funny. And the other part I think about how funny is because of how seriously people take it. And clearly it's not something to be taken seriously of. For no team, no university is ever letting a porn company sponsor them. Nobody would ever do that. But it's kind of funny how many people kind of like, wait, what? No, they can't. They get up on the soapbox. They get all upset. It's kind of funny. I get a kick out of strange stuff like that. All right. Sometimes, I swear, baseball deliberately comes up with dumb stuff for S&Gs. It's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right in for Mark Ryan, Offsides, ESPN Upstate, 844-477-3776, 844-477-ESPN, on Twitter, at pcreighton1, at thulk18. And, you know, off air, Tim, you were telling me some absolutely, like, I was absolutely flabbergasted when you told me this is a legit thing that is going on. And, I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised it's happening in Alabama. And I don't know. Is that statist?
Not really. Whatever. I mean, it happens. It happens there. So it seems like a lot of stuff that goes on like this happens in that state. So, yeah.
So, you had found some wild stuff going on in the state of Alabama.
Yes. So, I found earlier, it was trending on Twitter, actually. I believe it was like number 7. It was Alabama's having COVID parties. I believe it's the University of Alabama, too, like students at Alabama were having COVID parties, and basically the first one to get sick would get like prizes and stuff, according to Twitter. And it was just like, is that what we're doing now? Like what is going on? It blows my mind. And it's like, any people that were hoping we'd have a college football season. Yeah, I'm not so sure right now, man.
We're raising a generation of flipping idiots. And here's the really sad part that I've come to realize about this. And like I said, I'm 47. And if you're a Gen Xer like me, this is the part where you're going to wear the cone of shame. Because these kids who are 18 to 26 and acting like colossal dumbasses, they're your kids. You raised these people. You raised the dumbasses who eat Tide Pods. You raised the dumbasses that are trying to get COVID-19. Now, when I was a kid, you catch a whooping for blinking the wrong way. And I know a lot of people who, you know, their parents were baby boomers, you know, born in the, say, late 40s to mid 50s. And, you know, things were different when you got raised. You did something wrong, you caught a whooping. A lot of us, we didn't do that to our kids. Oh, I'm never going to be the person who beats my kid. I'm going to talk to them, and I'm going to teach them the right way. And I mean, I can tell you, I I don't think I've I can't even tell you the last time I've even had to discipline my kids. I'm very lucky in that respect. Like, my kids, and I credit their mom on this, not me. Straight A's, on a roll, never in trouble, both involved in the arts, involved in extracurricular stuff. My son's about to be an Eagle Scout. My daughter's, you know, in karate. They both play instruments. They're both leaders in various different organizations. I'm really fortunate that my kids, I guess, take more after their mom as far as they don't get in trouble, as opposed to this idiot who might have thrown a house party with 400 people. Parents that did not go over very well. But in reality, these kids who do really stupid things, we raised these kids. We didn't teach them not to be morons. And by us, I mean you. Because my kids are good. If your kids are good, you can kind of say the same thing. But if your kids are these idiots eating Tide Pods and, you know, basically like, oh, yeah, we can get COVID-19. It's not going to hurt us. We're invincible. It's the boomer remover. Well, you're a horrible person. And you were raised by parents who failed you. What they probably should have done was beat your ass a lot more often. You ever go to the store and you see some kid talking back to their mom, yelling, screaming, throwing a fit, and the mom's just like, now stop that, now stop that, now stop that. You need to behave. We're in the store. And you're really just like, lady, take the kid outside and just beat his ass. You ever run into that? You ever see kids who are just super obnoxious? Like, their parent won't discipline you. Just, man, I'm ready to walk up there and just Gibbs blast that kid right upside the head. One of the side effects of COVID-19 and not being able to go anywhere, you know, things are shut down for so long, was I started watching a lot more old series with my kids. So I got my son into NCIS. So usually what happens is, around 10 o'clock at night, my son and I will sit down and we'll watch a few episodes of NCIS. And the Gibbs slap, which if you've never seen NCIS, get out from under the giant rock you live under. But the main character just slaps people upside the back of the head when they do or say stupid things. It's hilarious. I love it. And so now I've, like, my son is like, Dad, how many times a day do you want a Gibbs slap me? And I said, I'm like, well, how long we got? Like, I love my son is really funny. He's cool. And generally, I don't need to Gibbs slap him. But sometimes we all want to Gibbs slap people. Tim, how many times a day do you want to slap somebody upside the head just because they're stupid?
It's probably
that high, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty high there, especially during these times. And but it's hard because a lot of which it's not dealing with in person, because in the building I'm at, due to certain reasons, this building I'm in is pretty much a ghost town right now. So it's like, so certain things happen and it's just like there's nobody around, and it's just you and your anger sometimes.
And it's not as fun to slap things as it is to slap
it's
people
not.
Who deserve it. Do you guys have that where you have to, how often do you have to wear a mask? Like, do you have to wear a mask everywhere in public? Only in certain places? Is it voluntary? Is it mandatory? What is the mask requirement for you?
I know in the Greenville City area, I know it's mandatory in, like, grocery stores. Now, there's other places that I heard it's mandatory, but I don't necessarily remember them off the top of my head. People on text line might be able to help with that. But, yeah in certain places, mask is mandatory.
Because that is now becoming mandatory in different places. Like, in Texas, the governor of Texas today issued a mandatory mask requirement. If you go out in public, you got to wear a mask. Now, this is one of the same governors who said, yeah, it's not affecting us. We're going to open up. we're going to open up our restaurants and our bars and everything and, you know, our beaches, and you don't have to wear masks, and told local municipalities they could not enforce people to wear masks or enforce businesses to enforce people to wear masks. Now he has walked that all back. Do you know how hard that is for the governor of Texas to do that? Like, to basically, I know you're a little younger than I am. Did you ever see any of the old reruns of Happy Days? I used to watch Happy Days when I was a kid. And the Fonz would never say he was wrong. So this is one episode. That's basically what the governor of Texas did today. He said I was wrong because that is a hell of a walk back. And you know, I know a lot of these, you know, a lot of the more southern states, you've got these issues where the cases are spiking up, and we're all gonna have the same things. You know, we used to make jokes about, hey, all we have to do is stay home and watch TV, and we can really stem the progress of the virus. We couldn't do that. I don't know, you know, what your particular point of view is on it, but to me, if wearing a mask means it will stem the flow, stem the tide of infection, it will reduce the rate of infection, it makes it 80% less likely that I would, you know, be infecting anyone. Isn't that kind of like wearing a seatbelt? You know, we all have to wear seatbelts. A seatbelt is not going to 100% guarantee that I don't die in a crash. But it really improves my odds. If you can really improve the odds by wearing a mask, why would somebody be so averse to this? Look, I don't like wearing a mask. Okay, it's not a fashion statement. Although I've turned it into one, I've made my own masks at this point. I had them ordered, I had them designed, so now they've got different like logos and whatnot on them. So it's become an advertising statement. But I don't enjoy wearing them. It's not fun. I do it because it's safer than not to do it. That seemed to be the simple way to go. Do things that might be safer for you and for everybody else. It's not hard. I don't want to spend the rest of my life not being able to go to games and not being able to have sports and not being able to go to the restaurant. So people just wear a mask. This public service announcement brought to me, and probably by Mark, because I'm pretty sure Mark agrees with that statement as well. I'm Betch Creighton in for Mark Ryan. This is Offsides on ESPN Upstate. Patch Creighton in for Mark Ryan. This is Offsides on ESPN Upstate, 844-477-3776, 844-477-ESPN. That's your two-way sports talk hotline. Get us on Twitter at pcreighton1, at thilk18. How different is this 4th of July going to be for you? You know, as I'm looking at the 4th and, you know, the things that I usually do on the 4th, so far, the only things that I think are going to be normal for me are going to be the Nathan's Hot Dogs on the grill. I don't know what else is going to feel normal. There's no baseball, so we're already at ground zero for nothing being normal. A lot of places that you would normally go to are closed. A lot of beaches are closed. Because of the spread of COVID, I'm not going to be inviting people over. Not because I don't like them or don't trust them, but, well, I might not trust you completely. So I won't be having any parties. I won't be inviting anyone over. My kids won't be inviting any of their friends over. These are normal for me for 4th of July. Is, you know, my kids have friends over, and we'll go watch the fireworks locally, and won't be doing that. I don't even know if we're going to have fireworks locally. But if we do, we're not going to go. I mean, usually you know what a pain in the neck is. Anytime you go to something like that, you know what a pain in the neck it is trying to get out of there afterwards. And the lack of social distancing, etc. Not dealing with it. Not going to be purchasing any fireworks. You know, like I said, we are originally from New York, and you're not allowed to have fireworks in New York. That doesn't stop a lot of people, but my wife is very concerned about home-done fireworks. She considers it a safety issue. I'm sure a lot of moms consider it a safety issue, and we respect mom in this house. Like, what are you going to do for the 4th this year? Are you going to do anything? What are your plans going to be for the 4th this year, Tim?
Well, first, I actually have to come into work in the morning for a little bit. But then afterwards, I'm actually going to meet not a whole lot, but it's going to still be some family members and stuff. We're going to have some fun. We're going to be in the backyard. We're going to shoot a little bit. Yeah. Maintain social distance as much as possible. But you know, they're saying we can get in the pool. I don't know if I'm going to do that, but we'll see. But yeah. Only thing really that's not going to be the same for me is sports. I'm so used to – and fireworks, actually. I'm so used to going downtown here in Greenville, you know, sitting in a lawn chair outside my car, listening to a Braves game, and then watching fireworks go off, man. It's a tradition like I've had since I was a kid, man. And that's the only thing I really am truly going to miss. And that's what's going to be different for me. I'm going to miss it.
You know, the lack of sports, and I know normally in the middle of July, early July, we're talking baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, only on, you know, if it's a Saturday, which it actually is this year, where we'd be talking about, say, MMA or something like that. But generally speaking, the 4th of July is a baseball day. And not having baseball does make it feel weird. The fact that, you know, I mean, I'll get home from work at like 3 o'clock. So, you know, I got an early shift on 4th, and then I'm done for the day. At which point I'm going to come home and promptly turn the grill on. Kids will be like, "Dad, we're hungry. Feed us." Okay. Grill goes right on. But we're not going to watch fireworks, and we're not going to, like, in person. You know, if different people in the neighborhood have them, you might just pull a chair up outside and, you know, watch them outside or whatnot. My dog is not spooked by fireworks, which...
Really?
I know it's 50-50, but my dog care less. So I don't have that issue of, oh, the fireworks make my dog spaz out. But we're not going to shoot our own, and we're not going to go watch, you know, whatever big fireworks display. Most fireworks I'm probably going to watch this year are going to be on TV. And that's a maybe, because I don't even subscribe to TV anymore. Like, I don't have, I've cut the cord. I don't have cable. I don't have Dish. I've got, you know, 1 gig internet service, and I stream everything. Netflix, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Hulu, Amazon Video. I stream everything now. And, like, I don't even know if I'll watch the fireworks on TV or not. I don't know that I'm in that whole fireworks celebratory type of state. You know, it's Saturday. I'm going to grill. We're going to eat dogs. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to, you know, we're going to play some games with the kids. You know, when, on days when we're all home, which are a lot of weekends now, it's a good day to play Mario Kart, because everybody can play Mario Kart. Or everybody can play Mario Party. Everybody can play Exploding Kittens. Everybody can play games like that. My kids enjoy it, so it just gonna say play games with the kids. Put dogs and burgers and chicken and steak and ribs and whatever the hell I can put on the grill. Get it all done. But no baseball, no friends, no family, no fireworks. It's not going to feel like the 4th. It's just like another day. And I understand that's just me. And maybe when the day gets here, it'll feel a little different. But right now, man, it just, it doesn't feel like the 4th to me, because there's no celebration because we can't do anything. Can't have anybody over. Can't go anywhere. And I'm not inviting a bunch of people over so we can all sit around and wear masks all day. So this is going to be a really different 4th for me. I hope that, you know, like you were saying, you know, you're going to have some family and you guys are going to do some fun stuff out in the back and shoot and go in a pool. And I hope you have an awesome 4th. And I hope your 4th is really cool. I hope it's better than mine. Because I'm really sitting here thinking, man, what the hell's my 4th going to be like? I'm a big 4th of July party extravaganza. I'm not going to have any of that. And I'm tired of, like, depressing myself over it. So, let's ask this question. On the 4th, will you watch the most disgusting sporting event of the year? Might you even take it a step further? What's further? I'm glad you asked, and I'll tell you next. Pat Trayton in for Mark Ryan. It's Offsides on ESPN Upstate. Yeah, you know, Tim, I think this might be the most disgusting, quote, sporting event in the nation. And it's still going to go on July 4th. And that is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. It's one of those, this is super disgusting, but I can't turn away like a train wreck type of thing. I have to watch it type of deals. So, Major League Eating, and yes, if you don't know, Major League Eating is a thing, puts on the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest live from Coney Island in New York every year, July 4th. They usually have it outside in the big courtyard right next to the original Nathan's Famous location. And they're going to do it again this year. However, it's not going to take place outside. It's going to be inside like a large warehouse type of thing where supposedly they will have social distancing. In fact, there's only going to be like I think, five contestants for each contest, the men's and the women's contest. And as of right now, here's what we know. Joey Chestnut will be there. Matt Stoney will not. Matt Stoney, the only guy to beat Joey Chestnut, I don't know, in the last 12 years. He won't be there because of travel restrictions with COVID-19. But watching people shove 40, 50, 60, 70 hot dogs down their throats with wet buns, I really can't think of a more disgusting feat that we actually watch.
That's what gets me.
The hot dog eating contest.
That's what gets me is the wet buns. Man, they dip that stuff in water. That makes me go, oh, what's the point then? It's I know why they do it.
It's so gross.
It's just disgusting. But that leads me to think, if you were to participate, we talked about this on the show a couple of days ago. If you were to participate in an eating contest, what could you eat? Or what would you choose and that you would dominate?
Probably nothing.
Really?
I don't know that I could dominate anything. But if we were going to go with, like, Little Debbie Swiss rolls, I could eat a lot of those.
Ooh, me too.
I could eat pretty good amount of Hostess cupcakes. Let's go with, see, I love pizza, but I know I'm not getting down more than a pie. And it better be a thin crust pie.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you heard of a thing called sausage balls? Because I told this to Mark, and he was like, what's a sausage ball? Never heard of them.
Put me in that same list. Don't know what a sausage bowl is, but it does sound pretty good.
It's sausage with cheese and then flour all mixed together. I'm telling you, you're missing out, man. I'm telling you, I would scarf down at least two dozen of those things.
That definitely sounds like an advertisement for Pepto-Bismol. But sausage and cheese and, you know, throwing some veggies and stuff in there. I mean, it doesn't sound bad. I'd be down. I'd try it. Sounds good to me.
Oh, trust me. You'd love it.
I don't understand why somebody wants to eat 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I can't imagine what the damage to your body is or how long you need to spend in the lavatory after eating 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Hell, after eating 20 hot dogs in any one day. These guys, Joey Chestnut eats more hot dogs on one day than I probably eat all year. I don't know how you're alive eating the way these guys eat. But now, for the first time ever, you can actually take it a step further. Now, instead of just watching the hot dog eating contest, you can now bet on it. New Jersey and Colorado have both made it legal for the first time ever that sports books can put lines on the hot dog eating contest, and you are actually allowed to bet on it. On a scale of not that bad to worst degenerate ever, where is somebody who bets on the hot dog eating contest? Where on that scale would they be? Not that big a deal. Major degenerate.
I put them somewhere in the middle.
So, if you're betting on the hot, you're not somebody who has, like, a massive problem.
Right.
I feel like if you're betting on the hot dog eating contest, you probably need an intervention. By the way, Joey Chestnut is minus $1,250. So you'd have to make a $1,250 bet to win $100. The field is $650, so you bet $100, you'd win $650 if anybody other than Joey Chestnut wins, which is basically throwing your money away. Miki Sudo is the women's champion. She is minus 850 to win. And from, according to some of these stories, offshore bookmakers say over $1 million is wagered on the hot dog eating contest. This is people who really need to find something better to do with their money. Not going to lie. Patrick Creighton in for Mark Ryan. It's Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.